You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Erk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered a wide, wide selection of music. Apart from Dozy Do by Julie the Band, it's now 2010 and Erk comes down the pipe and into your ears. Bigger, stronger and faster. Every Friday, it's Erk FM time. Now here's your host of Erk FM from Channel Erk, here's Erk.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 116 of Erk FM. Erk FM, of course, is a part of Channel Erk and is an independent music podcast coming down the pipe and into your ears each and every Friday. However, tonight we're on location at the St Mary's Leagues Club here in St Mary's for the first and hopefully one of many New South Wales meet and greets. And with us we have one of the performers and also the ambassador, Cole Finley. G'day, Cole.
Okay, how are you, mate? Real good, thanks.
Mate, great night, wasn't it?
Mate, absolutely sensational. It was being the first New South Wales one. We've had a few in Queensland that have been great successes. New South Wales' first one was tonight, and I'm really, really impressed with the support from the locals. Wasn't a packed house, but as we grow, it will get bigger and better, and it's all new for Sydney and New South Wales. So, you know, we'll put a few more on over the next 12 months and let it grow.
But so, before we get on to your music, tell us a little bit about how the concept started.
Well, the idea came from a group of fans and a few artists sitting around having a cup of coffee, and we were sitting at the Golden Guitar in Tamworth about 3 years ago, and we all said, oh, you know what, we should do this as a meet and greet. And because we're all members of MySpace at the time, we all said, let's do something through MySpace and have a MySpace meet and greet. And,
yep.
And pretty much the founder, Donna Lowe, and myself and a few other artists sat back and said, yeah, that's a great idea. 12 months later, we had our first awards in Tamworth at the festival at the Services Club, which we ended up, I think we got about 90 people to.
Yep.
And this year again is our second award ceremony, which is in Tamworth again.
Yep.
At the Family Hotel, which is close to being sold out, which is fantastic. And we've had now, I think this is the fourth meet and greet show, but this is the first one in New South Wales. So the concept basically come from the fans and the artists sitting together over a cup of coffee saying, we need to communicate with our fans and the artists a little bit closer.
So for the people who aren't here, talk us through the format. We've had various artists on tonight, and then we're just having a bit of a social chit-chat at the moment and selling of merchandise and that sort of thing at the end.
Pretty much, yeah. The whole aim of the night is The fans come into the show, they get to see us put on a half an hour set acoustically, and then once all of the artists have performed, we all walk off stage, we sit down, we have a chat, we do interviews, we get photos done, and I mean, majority of the shows that we do when we're on tour, you have very limited time, and if the merchandise table's packed, you pretty much are signing CDs, saying thanks and walking away.
Yep.
Tonight's objective is we take a couple of hours at the merch table and we talk to everybody individually and find out what they like, what they don't like, and they get to find out a lot about us. And, you know, we're just normal people that love doing what we're doing, and that's pretty much why we're focused on the independent side of things for it, because, you know, we wouldn't be here without the fans.
So Queensland's been a big market for you, and tell us a bit about the Queensland market.
Oh, I love Queensland, one for the weather, but Queensland's a huge country music state, and so is New South Wales, but with Queensland, I think it's because it's a big percentage of a rural living in Queensland, and majority of that work is out through Charters Towers and Charlesville, Roma, St George, Gundawindi, right up through into Croydon and Cunnamulla and Camomile and places like that are huge country based areas. You know, Queensland has always been a big supporter of country music. I make a great living out of Queensland.
Yep.
And probably spend 90% of my touring through Queensland, which I'm a New South Welshman true and true. When it comes to state of origin, I wear the blues, and
yeah,
I'm very proud of it. But you know, we can't beat them in the State of Origin, but I certainly will make some money out of them while I can.
Yes. So what's your role as the ambassador?
Pretty much my role is undefined at the moment because it's the first time that they did it. I think because I'm one of the founding members of the meet and greet, the idea came from a group of us at the first one. They wanted to honour me with something as being the ambassador. I suppose my role is to make sure people know about it, promote it on Facebook and MySpace and at the shows, and do as much as we can as a promotion as an artist. Also, my company... Proud and True Promotions is a part of it as well, which we're just negotiating now to work on promoting the event a little bit bigger and more nationally. So pretty much the ambassador at the moment is to just make sure we get people to it, and yep. for me to try and get to as many of them as I can and support the idea and just try and help people out by emceeing, donating albums when I forget my merchandise. I have to write IOUs. So,
on the back of your cases.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's. I think my role as ambassador will probably grow as the meet and greet does.
Awesome. So let's talk a bit about some of the artists that are here. They've donated their time.
Mate, the big part of independent music is that we love what we do. It's not a lot of money to be made in independent music. And we all know that little things like this, at the end of the day, is, you know, it's career building. So we all donate our time to the fans, and we love the fact that we have support from the fans. And tonight we had Jason Lee, Craig Morrison, Fiona Fields, and a new band called Armstrong Brown all donate their time to come and support Meet and Greet, which is fantastic. And I know if I rang all these guys up tomorrow and said we've got another one in Tamworth, they'd jump in their cars and they'd come across and do it. So we are a very tight, family committed sort of industry with the independents, and I'm very proud to be one.
So if anyone's interested, either from the point of view of an artist or from the point of view of a punter, what's the best way to find out more?
Pretty much you'll see our meet and greet sites on Facebook. Just drop us a line, or they can contact through me at cole@proudandtrue.com.au or they can go to the website www.meetandgreet.com. Just shoot us an email. Majority of the artists we know, so I mean, we don't really need bios or anything like that, but just make contact, let us know that you're interested in supporting the idea, and you'd be more than welcome. So, you know, the more artists that want to be a part of it, the better. The big part of the meet and greet thing is at the end of the year we have the awards, which are basically artists that have been nominated by their fans to go up for awards, like male vocal, female vocal, artist of the year, duo of the year, female photographer of the year, and radio presenter of the year are our awards. So,
podcaster of the year.
Well, we could do that next year. You know, I mean, I think you'd be the only one, so you'd win it.
Awesome.
Oh, you'd be up against your mum.
Oh, gee. Wait until she hears that. Mother versus son. Podcaster of the year.
Yeah. Podcaster of the year at the Meet and Greet Awards for 2012. There'll be two entrants between you two. We won't have any fights at the back of the room, but all right?
It's all good. So tell us a little bit about your music. You're up on stage as well.
Yeah, mate, I've been around for a lot of years, and I've got four albums out at the present. The new album is an album called Paradise, which currently we've got two singles out that have done really well for us on the charts and on CMC. And, you know, in been touring and spent a lot of time overseas. And, you know, I mean, music's pretty much been my life for most of it.
Yep.
And, you know, my style of music, for the people that don't know me out there, is very much country rock. I used to call it pub rock. It's we've actually come up a couple of years back. It's the new generation of country music, which is not so much the pop style of country, but it's still got the grassroots of country lyrics, but has the rock and roll beat to it and stuff like that. So it's good time, good fun music.
And what are you influenced by? How do you come up with your ideas for songs?
I'm pretty much all my songwriting is based around people I meet or life experiences. I mean, what inspires me are good stories. Pretty much, you know, I don't like flying. I like travelling. I don't have a radio in my car because I like to write while I'm driving, because it's all about what you see, you feel, and hear. So the environment the people you meet in those environments, and then you come home and you, you know, it might be a week after I come back from a town, you know what I mean, from this trip, I'll probably write a couple of songs from this trip to Sydney. I get home and basically things start coming back to me and I get the song.
I think I know what Judy's going to ask about.
I want an elephant song.
An elephant's, no worries.
Artists to do me an elephant song, and they all go yeah yeah yeah, and they say, is she serious?
All right,
I am
just
serious.
Tell my manager you want an elephant song. And no worries.
And
done.
Final question.
Yep.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, you're asleep, you have a really good idea, what do you do,
mate? It pretty much it's happened many times, is and it's sometimes in the weirdest of places that does happen. And mate, you get up, you if you can't find pen and paper,
yep.
I've written on the dashboard of my car, I've written on the side of my car. You try and capture it the best way you can.
Yep.
Now I carry a video camera or even my phone now I can, yep, record on. You just do your best to try and capture that moment, because when you wake up from that 3 o'clock inspiration, at 10 o'clock the next morning, you go, what happened at 3 o'clock? But yep, then you look at your car and you've written all over it, and then you go, that's what happened. So
how can we find you on the internet?
www.colfinley.com.au or www.facebook.com/Colfinley.
Yep.
On YouTube, which is www.youtube.com/ColeFinley.com, I think it is, all of those things. Just ColeFinley, Google ColeFinley, and I've got 5 pages of it.
Awesome. So why don't we play a song of yours? Pick a song.
Mate, I would let's play the new single, which is a song called Don't Come Over Until I'm Over You. It's a song that was written all about the hardships of a breakup in a relationship and that moment where you basically just don't want to see love again. So it's a new single that's out at the moment on the charts. I hope you enjoy it.
Awesome. Thanks.
Good on you.
Sitting in this empty house, nothing but loneliness, surrounded by memories and a box of mistakes. 3 months away from you feels like a million, and it's getting harder every day. You never stopped me leaving, and I left you way too easy. Baby, didn't want to walk away. So don't come here and tell me I was right to leave. I don't want to hear you say you weren't the one for me. I'm having just the hardest time believing that we're through. Don't you come over till I'm over. How it all began, living one day at a time, just you and me inside a room as the world passes by. And then the moments turned to days we weren't together, so why'd you think we were better off this way? You never stopped me leaving, and I left you way too easy. And when your eyes can't hide what you really feel inside,
things were really busy on this particular night. It was the first meet and greet that we'd ever had, and it was very, very busy with people wanting autographs, photos, talk to the various artists, and it would have been difficult but not necessarily impossible to grab interviews with each of the other artists who appeared. I did manage to speak to all of the artists on the night, and they have agreed to be interviewed by me at a later stage, and those interviews will appear on ERK FM on another episode. But I thought that after the song that you just heard from Cole Finley, Paradise, I thought that I would play a song from each of the other artists that were there on the particular night. And so the songs that I've chosen are Life I Lead by Armstrong Brown, Ordinary Guy by Jason Lee, Crack of Noon by Fiona Fields, and In My Dreams by Craig Morrison. And so if you would like to hear a further review of this particular night, a more detailed review of this particular night, you can go to the show notes at erkfm.com, episode 116, and click on the link and follow that link to episode 89 of Blast from the Past, where my mum Judy and I discuss this show and the night in general in a lot more detail. Thank you to Cole, thank you to all the other artists for talking with me as well. Unfortunately, I didn't get to record them. And thank you also to the meet and greet team and the staff at the St Mary's Leagues Club as well. So until next time, I'm Erk. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Cole. Don't forget to tune in each and every Friday for more great music down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week with Erk FM celebrating No Rock Vember.
Broken dreams and innocence as I head for the door, as my baby's cried and a tear-filled I say, don't come back no more. As I turn my head to walk away, I hear her quietly say, Daddy's gone and no, he can't come home, but we will find a way. And I know in my heart I should have been there for you from the start, but it's all a break of innocence. Hollow plans and promises, and feel these sleepless nights as I walk around this loveless home. Can I make it right? How could we have let it come to this? Thrown it all away, and our children pay the price of greed and jealousy. And I know in my heart I should have been there for you from the start. And I know for my part my love for you will not depart, but it's still a break of innocence. I stand in darkness and the cold. These tears of pain, they well up deep and roll. I've paid the price. From the start, but it's still a break. think I'm innocent.
Living this life is tough. Miss the life that once was. Things I may never see again. No one around to give a hand. We just passed another broken down car. And this young girl's just scraping by. Kids are crying in the back, waiting for their help to arrive. So pull your head out of the clouds. Come on down and look around. Well, I'm just an ordinary guy. Working hard at getting by, and people judge me all the time. Barely know if I got it right. Well, I'm just an ordinary our shop is closed and boarded up. So why's there nothing left for us? Or will they hear us crying out? Are we just not loud enough? So pull your head out of a cloud. Come on down and look around. Well, I'm just an ordinary guy, working hard at getting by. People judge me all the time. I barely know if I got it right. I'm just an ordinary guy. I'm tired of hearing it's too late, and I know I've made mistakes. So maybe this time change with just an ordinary guy. I'm just an ordinary guy, working hard at getting by. People judge me all the time. If I got it right, well, I'm just an ordinary guy, just an ordinary
table. Snooze button and me, we have a fight. It's the standard on the light. I drag myself on into the shower. It's the same old routine every single day. Breakfast has to wait forever, running late. That keeps carrying onto the highway. I'm not a already, but my lateness, well, it don't surprise no one. There, heads down and bums up, I sip at my coffee cup. It's 9 a.m. and I'm already done. I'm not a morning person, that's for certain. I've always found the crack of dawn just a little bit too soon. Crack of noon.
I'm Erk. Until next time, good night, Interweb. You have been listening to a Channel Erk production. Channel Erk and all five podcasts are licensed under a Creative Commons non-commercial, non-derivative, share-alike license registered in Australia. Music is used with direct permission or under agreements with various music providers. All rights to the music contained within remains with the original rights holder. Some sound effects are sourced from the Freesound project under Creative Commons. For more information about Channel Erk, go to www.channelerk.com.